Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast, our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nikita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare.
Nikita Koloff here, the Russian nightmare. Well, I was once the Russian nightmare. Now I'm the devil's nightmare. And we're down here in Royston, Georgia, Camp Little Light. And I have the privilege of interviewing one of my staff today for Man Camp, Kenneth Todd King. Let's just start right. Well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad
to be here.
So explain the three names to me. Kenneth Todd King. Sometimes I see Kenneth, sometimes I see Todd. What's the deal?
All right. Kenneth is what my mom called me when I was in trouble.
Okay.
So Todd is what I've gone by my whole life. So last name just is my family name. So
okay.
If I ever heard Kenneth Todd King, I knew I was going to get it.
You were in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble. I'll note to self for me here. So, So you prefer Todd or Kenneth, though?
It doesn't matter as long as you don't call me late to dinner.
You respond to both. You respond to either.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you KT.
All right. Sounds good.
Work?
Yeah, it works.
KT. Because actually here at camp, we've got more than one Todd here.
Yes.
So it helps to differentiate, right?
Yes, sir.
So KT, so you're back on staff, and I want to get to that in a moment. But before we get there, you came – you felt led to attend Man Camp. First, let's just quickly start with what prompted you to make that decision to want to come and attend Man Camp.
Well, you know, you had offered, the ability to come to Man Camp, and I investigated it as to what it was, and I saw it as an opportunity for me to come and get the freedom that I had been searching for my whole adult life. It was going to be a challenge. It was going to be, fast-paced type thing the 5-day event to get you into serving the Lord, chasing after the Lord, desiring the Lord, and, I wanted to be part of that. I wanted to experience that.
Expand on that just briefly. You said the freedom you've always been looking for our listeners. What's that look like for you?
Oh, my goodness. It's emotional, it's spiritual, it's physical. It embodies the complete human being. To know that the God of the universe loves me and accepts me and desires to have a relationship with me. And that was what I had been looking for, that relationship.
And if it's, I hope it's okay to say, but I mean, we've talked about it, and I mean, you've had some challenges physically.
Yes.
And you knew that was one of the things we covered was talking about the physical man.
Yes.
And so that interested you.
Yes.
And since your time at Man Camp, you don't have to go into great detail, but you've made some decisions in leaving and departing Man Camp regarding your physical health.
Yes.
And you've had some results. You don't have to go into great detail, but just give a quick overview of the results.
Well, I wasn't a very active person before. And at Man Camp, you have to move. You can't be sedentary. You're not going to allow us to become a potato and just sit somewhere. Mm. We have to move.
Couch potato.
We go. We have to go out and go into the wilderness and have activity. So that taking it home, I maintain a level of activity. Also, the nutritional part of Man Camp, where you expound on giving us pointers on how to eat better, how to portion size, how to look for the things, the nutrition in food.
Healthier food.
Yes.
Yeah.
With all of that, I've improved my A1C because I'm a diabetic, improved my liver function. I've lost some weight and I continue to work on that. But, it gave me a well-rounded frame to build on
Good.
Okay. You know, when I went home, I was able to continue that activity, which was something I really needed because I wasn't a very active person.
And of course, you're on that path to better health. And of course, Lex Luger, who back in his wrestling days was as chiseled as anyone ever that stood on a bodybuilding stage.
Yes.
He facilitates that part of our camp is the health and wellness side of it. Of course, he has me chime in a little bit here and there, but he mainly facilitates that. And he's a plethora of information, right, when it comes to that.
Yes, so. Mr. Luger is very informative, and he's always willing to talk to anyone about the nutrition and the exercise and the, you know, getting yourself moving.
Okay.
And how to continue to burn those calories that we intake.
Okay. And so some of the freedom that you've been looking for all your life, would you say to our listeners that you encountered, what you were searching after, if we could summarize the camp for you, and I know specifically you're talking about physically, but you found some of the freedom you were looking for in your experience at Man Camp.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me transition just to, real quick here. So you attended Man Camp. You were impacted by Man Camp. And then I extended an invitation, and which I do to a lot of guys. I'm like, hey, consider coming back and serving. And so you've made a decision to come down and volunteer your time on staff and just give our listeners just a quick synopsis of what that experience has been like.
To come to Man Camp and be one of the people that are basically servants to the men that are here is a wonderful gift because we get to see the transformation of these men's lives as they come in from the day one to the day they leave, the huge change in them. And, you know, just through the act of obedience of serving and giving of our time and giving of ourselves and helping these gentlemen, it makes you feel fulfilled.
So you've been blessed
immensely
by coming to be able to serve these other men and now see from the other side, having experienced Man Camp.
Yes.
Just what, now you can step back almost and go, oh, wow, I remember that. I forgot that, but we did that kind of thing. Right?
Yes. So,
well, wonderful. Well, I just want to thank you for volunteering your time, and I know God's going to reward you for that, and of course you're in my prayers on that path to better health.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
All right, KT, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, my brother, love you.
Love you too,
man. I'm with Garrett, and Garrett could rival Hulk Hogan here. I'm just saying, Garrett, Garrett, welcome to the show. First of all.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're here live at Man Camp, and you are a big man. How tall are you?
6'8".
6'8".
Mm-hmm.
You wear, like, somebody told me, like, a size, like, 24 shoe or
15,
something.
Man.
50's big enough.
Yeah,
50's big enough. And, but man, and so you came down from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
From where in Ohio?
Straight on the High River, borders West Virginia. It's about 40 minutes south of Wheeling, West Virginia. Just
okay.
A small town. You blink, you might miss it.
Okay. What? One stoplight town?
Not even a stoplight.
No, are you for real?
Not even a stoplight.
Not even a stoplight in the town. Whoa. Okay. All right. Now, what? Just real quick. What do you do back home? You're only 22, right?
Yeah.
22 years old. Okay. Tell me what you do back home.
I originally went to school for gas and oil, but all the plants are shutting down right now.
Okay.
And, I was unemployed for the longest time, and I asked God to lead me somewhere, and I needed to be humbled more.
Yeah.
I'm a janitor, and it's the most humbling job.
Okay.
It really is.
Yeah. And it's employment, right? And
yeah. Job security.
Job security. You're making a living.
Yeah.
And so I just commend you that. I mean, somebody's got to do that, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, I just commend you for like you said, just humbling yourself and doing that. Refresh my memory how we got connected. And I know I how did you get introduced to Man Camp? Refresh my memory.
I was watching NWA Power, actually, and your commercial popped up. I'm like, wow. And I looked you up on Instagram, followed you, and I saw a post about it was about something. I think it was about Man Camp.
Yeah.
And I commented, and you said, go to this website.
Okay.
And I did, signed up, and first two Man Camps came and went, and I wasn't able to attend.
Right. You were hopeful, and things just didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And so, but you hung in there.
Yeah.
To your credit, you hung in there. You didn't throw in the towel and say, the heck with that. I ain't going to go do that.
And the enemy was really coming after me, pushing me away from this place. Didn't want me to get reconnected with God because I wasn't living, a full godly lifestyle.
Mm.
First day of fasting here, when he took me into the woods,
yeah.
And he showed me that tree with the roots falling down.
Yeah.
And he said that you might think that you have firm roots planted in the ground. He said, but you're living on the edge. As it just really, really spoke to me because I wasn't living a full godly lifestyle. I had sins, past sins I hadn't repented of. Yeah.
So the Lord brought some of those things into the light here at camp and provided you the opportunity just to, shall we say, just to be set free.
Yes.
From things that were maybe hindering any kind of a walk with Jesus.
Yes.
So that was been part of your encounter this week. Mm. Yeah, I know you had shared with me some pretty amazing things in God's creation here, 100 acres of property here at Camp Little Light, in God's creation, how you were impacted. What else impacted you?
Oh, being set free of all this unforgiveness I had towards so many people. Okay. I was able to let that go, and I was able to forgive myself on a lot.
That's good.
I feel like a brand new man.
Yes.
The man God intended me to become. I really do.
And I'm thrilled for you at age 22 to embrace the things you did this week, and of course now being equipped to be able to go back home to Ohio.
Yeah.
And be able to walk that out and implement these things into your life, and for people to see the change. When you go back to see the change, I don't think you'll even have to open your mouth. I think people, just through your actions, will see the changes that took place in you this week. Mm-hmm. So, anything else? Any other highlight that you'd like to share on the show? Mm-hmm. While you're looking that up or thinking about that, I'm just going to say thank you, NWA Power, for running the Man Camp commercials. And
thank you, Billy Corbin.
Yeah, for introducing you to Man Camp. One last thought, anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
If you ever have the opportunity to come to something like this, go. It would absolutely change your life. You have no idea. When you're around other men that are as broken as you, you have no idea how much healing that can be. And you're like, I'm just as broken as the next guy.
Yeah.
I'm not alone in this world. We all have the same father. We're all brothers. And having that realization is just amazing.
Yeah, and I know, just the guys you got to hang out with, and then, of course, the staff that was here and serving. And it's just been a blessing for me, Garrett, just to watch you engage and watch you embrace everything this week. And I know when you return home, I'm excited to see what kind of results, what kind of praise reports are going to come once you get back home. Age 22, and you're telling any and every man, right, of any age?
Any age.
18 and up, 18 and up, but of any age, come to Man Camp and take it from this. Take it from this young man who's a giant. not only in the physical sense, but I'm going to speak this over you right now. When you return home, as big a stature at 6'8" that you are, you're going to be even a greater giant in the spiritual sense. And you're going to go home, Garrett, and you're going to impact many men. People are going to be impressed with your size, but they're going to be more impressed with your love for Jesus and how you're going to impact them for years to come.
This is the Truth Network.